real close relationships these days. If you want to comment on that, you can. Also coming up, Johnson, you're going to tell us about some statistics about who believes in God in America. It's kind of surprising, actually. But first, we go to the phones. Ladies first, Eris in Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello. Hello, Eris in Vegas. We got a lot of calls from Vegas tonight. Eris, going once. Hello, Eris. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just told to call by Johnson. I'm not even sure I recognize
Johnson's setting up phone calls now, huh? Oh, that's nice to
well,
know.
Well, I heard a story. You were you told a story online, and I read it, and or I heard it, rather.
Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting, and I thought it would make good content for Free Talk Live, just because about...
Did you tell Eris to call, or did you suggest that she call?
I suggested that she should call.
Okay, Eris, I just wanted to check and see that you weren't Johnson's slave. Okay, very good. So what's on your mind?
Well, actually, the part he heard was really only the last part of it. I do actually know where my laptop is now.
Well, first of all, you have to remember, you're talking on the radio, and there are people who have no idea who you are or what happened to your laptop, including me. So what are you talking about?
All right. Well,
okay. Start from the beginning, please.
I've been driving around in my roommate's unregistered car, and I have a suspended license.
Okay. Uh-oh. Okay.
I got caught on the way home from work. I was over 40 hours awake. I spent 28 hours in Clark County lockup.
Oh, my.
Never, ever, 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 ever get arrested in Vegas.
Hmm.
There's no entrapment laws here.
Okay.
The nicest chicks I met in the tank were all hookers. And
all right.
The stories I heard is just... It's a great town, but don't get arrested here.
Okay, I'll take that advice. So what happened? I mean, we can ask you about your arrest as far as why it was so bad, but, I mean, was there something specific that you wanted to share with us?
Well, what happened with the laptop was when I got pulled over, the highway patrol tried to let me take my laptop with me.
Into the jail?
Yeah, to check with my stuff, because, you know, you never know when you leave stuff with a car when it goes to a tow yard.
Okay, true. Could be stolen out. Okay.
Yeah, so we got there... And I've got, a 5-year-old IBM ThinkPad. It's maybe worth $100.
Right. At this point, sure.
It's still a laptop, though. I mean, that's still a fairly, valuable piece of property.
Okay.
Yeah, well, they'd said it was far too valuable to check with my stuff.
Hmm.
So the highway patrol said that she would take it to the highway patrol office and that I could come pick it up.
Right.
Well... The story is pretty much over by now, because what Johnson heard was me ranting because they lost it for 3 days.
And he went to the office to pick it up, and it just wasn't there.
Yeah, they said, we know we have property for you. We see that we're supposed to be holding property for you, but it's somewhere in transit.
We can't find
it. In transit.
And it had been 3 days.
It was 3 days. They finally called me this morning and told me they had it.
Well, it's good that it turned out. You have a lot of information on that. You didn't have a chance to back it up. So it's good that you got your computer back.
Do you have it back now, in your possession, or is it still?
No.
Where is it now?
It's still at the Highway Patrol office, being that I no longer have any way to drive. I haven't been able to get over there again.
I see, and I don't suppose they're going to mail it to you.
Oh, no. Oh, no, of course not. That would be, serving and protecting and being
right.
Nice.
Right. That would be a level of customer service that's just not found
and
in
you don't
the department.
And you don't want to drive around on the suspended license to the,
oh, no. No, no, no.
$100 laptop, it's not worth getting a cab and going there to pick it up or anything like that.
Yeah, well, what Johnson heard was the last part. It was just, you think that cops are supposed to be authority figures. They're supposed to be people you can trust and people you believe.
Did you think that?
Not totally, but apparently there was a little bit of that left in the back of my head.
It's still there?
Yeah, and then being arrested and going through county and realizing after I got out that no cop has ever, ever told me the truth, and then losing my laptop, I just went off on a big rant.
What were some of the other lies that you've been told by the police?
Well, they told me what the charges were. And they told me, oh, you'll be getting out this afternoon. Oh, don't worry about it. You won't have to pay anything. You'll get out this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Every single guard told me a different thing. I saw guards just picking on the girls to
really?
Rile them up, to get them to fight just so they could smack them.
What were they doing?
The more polite you are, once you're actually in the tank, the ruder they get to you.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, you're easy. You're an easy target at that point.
Yeah, so they just start, you say something, they'll repeat it sarcastically back to you. And girls that have a short temper, you can only take so much of that. And they rile him up until the girl starts screaming and cussing and lunges toward the guard so he can just smack her upside the head.
Wow, and you actually saw this happen while you were in jail?
A few times, yeah.
Wow,
it's really clever, that whole repeating back the thing you just said to him. You know, I mean, I don't know.
And
it's tough mocking,
like,
right? That's a kind,
like,
of fifth grade stuff.
Yeah.
Elementary school.
And it was like 60 degrees in there, and they wouldn't give the kids, girls who didn't have shoes, they wouldn't give them socks. Mm. They would arbitrarily give girls shirts and pants that weren't dressed properly.
Pretty pretty horrible of them, don't you think? I mean, just almost they're monstrosities in a way, just inhumane.
It's a waste of taxpayer money. Most of the girls that were picked up for soliciting didn't even actually get caught soliciting. They were just known working girls.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd see them, and these cops think they're doing some good by getting them off the street for 24 to 48 hours.
Wow. And all they're doing is costing us money. But the cops know that, and they want to arrest more people, because the more people they arrest, the more money they're going to get in the funding for the next year. It's really just a sick process of putting people in jail that don't know their rights. They don't go after rich people. They don't go after the $2,000 an hour call girls or the $2,000 a night call girls. They're going after the streetwalkers, the ones that don't know any better. They're going after the drug users. They're going not the really rich drug users in the gated neighborhoods, but the ones driving the beat up junkers. They go after people that don't know that they're supposed to be free, that don't know their rights, and they don't know how to handle the police. And it's victimization by the police.
The girls they're nabbing, most of the girls are nabbing, are just the honest working girls, not the ones that are peddling dirty junk, not the ones that are drugged out, the ones that are just trying to make a living doing what they know how to do. They're not catching the girls who are out there spreading diseases around. And
so, Aris, what's the rest of your case? I mean, do you have to go to court? What's your next step?
Oh, yeah, I got to go to court in a couple weeks. I'm probably, if you ever have been to Vegas, there's billboards all over the place. We go to court for you. We fix your traffic tickets. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try some of those guys.
Are you facing any sort of punishment here? What's the worst that could happen to you?
As it stands right now, I've got over $3,000 in fines.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
They were originally telling me that, no, you have no bail, you're cash only, you have to stay here until you pay it off or do time served.
Wow.
Well, and then they just went and released me.
Well, best of luck, and I don't know how you're going to handle it. I mean, that's a lot of money. How long do you have to pay it? Do you know?
I have no idea. Nothing like this has ever happened to me before, so I'm hoping that I can get one of these ticket fixer lawyers and they can argue it down.
Well, best of luck. $3,000, that's definitely worth fighting. Aris, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231.
You know, you get those tickets, and I believe in those ticket-fighting lawyers. I'm all for that.
What a sad...
Anytime you can fight, do it.
What a sad way to discover the reality of the policing situation in America is to actually fall into their clutches yourself.
Well, that's unfortunately the way a lot of people wake up to it.
Mm. It's true. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Clayton. Clayton in somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Clayton.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
Where are you from?
Wisconsin.
Excellent. Okay. What's up, Clayton?
It's been a while since I talked to you guys last. It's been about a year.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been waiting for so long that I actually lost track of what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there must be something important, and I'm going to give you a moment to think about it. So hang on, Clayton. 800-259-9231.
Hell of a teaser.
What will Clayton say next? This is your show, by the way, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, Johnson has some statistics about who believes in God in America. You might be a little bit surprised. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there, the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. Two sizes should fit pretty much every internet connection, and they're totally free. So go get them. FreeTalkLive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We go back to the phones, back to Clayton in Wisconsin. Clayton, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
All right. Now, one of the things that I'd like to bring up is that one caller that you had on previously with the
The Women's Liberation Movement and Division of the People.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Spouting off that it was all planned by the elite. Ah, that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, I don't know if you guys remember me or not, but I am a conspiracy theorist.
Okay.
And I have been researching this for 15 years. I'm on the verge of writing a very thick book. And he does make a good point.
What is that point? This was last hour. People aren't new people tuning in all the time. What is the point?
It makes a very good point of view from the elitist. You know, they want to keep a smaller world population.
Why?
Because the smaller population, it's easier to control.
But wouldn't they get more taxes from a bigger population?
Right. I mean, a larger population, the economy grows.
Taxes, no. Taxes don't matter. The economy is part of the game.
How is it
that think that this is all being driven by the Asians? Because the Asians right now have a projected world population of almost double the United States within the next 10 years.
See, that's the reason why all the factories are going over there. Because they do have the higher population in order to pump out the material.
Right, but what I'm saying is, you know, if their population keeps exploding the way it is, they're just going to overrun us. I mean, they're going to breed us out of existence. It'll just be all Asians.
Well, that's a possibility.
I'm just saying, if you're going to go with these conspiracy theories, seems to be more likely.
Johnson, are you saying that the conspiracy of that these world controllers aren't actually in control of the Asian population, that they're only controlling America?
I guess not, because over there, they're having babies.
No, it's an international cabal.
But India, do you think they're rogue? Do you think India and Asia, you know, just all of all of those countries over there are just not playing along? Because I mean, their urban population centers are just exploding right now.
Well, with respect to like the missile that's supposed to be fired by North Korea. Mm-hmm. Now let's not all forget that it was Bill Clinton that sold them the technology for a nuclear missile.
What's that have to do with the elites controlling population?
Well, see, now they're putting a spin on it. Well, they have a nuclear weapon. They're going to fire at us. You see what I'm saying?
I don't think that. Is that missile a nuclear missile?
That's
a missile.
It's a nuclear warhead, and they can't. The only target in the United States that they could possibly reach is Alaska.
Okay.
Well, that's what the last missile reached.
That's
the estimated reach, from what I've understood.
The only place in the United States that they can reach is Alaska, and the threat is that they can actually reach United States territory. The direct threat that the U.S. is really worried about is them shooting it at Japan.
Well, that would probably pretty much
screw
with their economy.
Well, so you're saying destroy our economy. Actually.
I'm just trying to understand what you're saying, Clayton. You're saying that North Korea is going to launch a missile and blow up Alaska,
Japan,
or Japan people to control the world. What? I'm you're losing me, man.
No. This is all part of the war on terror. Okay. Now, either we're going to have some kind of a suitcase nuclear weapon come in to the U.S. from either, let's say that the government says it comes from Iran, or North Korea. The Iranians obtained it from
North Korea.
You know, it's putting the spin on everything.
But what about it? So what? How does this tie in with the population control? I am totally lost, and you've got...
That's only one aspect of it. I mean, you have...
What do they want to do? Okay, let's say they actually get... Let's follow this logic. Let's say that they actually get their population controls in place and they get the world's population down to whatever it is they want it to be. What is it that they want it to be, by the way, since you've done so much research?
Well, roughly 80 million.
Needs to be controlled.
80 million in the world?
Yeah.
What is it that they want the 80 million to exactly do? I mean, since they're going to be in control of them, what is it that they'll be doing?
Slave labor for the global elite.
Well, that's basically what it is. I mean, look at your minuscule wages that you're receiving.
What you're not understanding is we need to control the population so that the global elite can use their life extension technology, you see, and they will live forever. And what will happen is that they'll control the entire population. And then what we're going to do is we're going to install brain interface chips in their minds.
Yeah,
and it will force telepathy upon the simulation, the population, making a global consciousness.
Johnson, you almost sound serious with all that. Is that what you're arguing for, Clayton? Because how are they going to control the 80 million people?
You're pretending to be Alex Jones, I know.
Yeah, how are they going to control the 80 million people?
Very simple.
Hmm.
It's your way of life. What? How do you know how to live right now?
How do I know?
You get up, you go to work, you come home, you go to bed, you get up the next day and do it all over again.
Okay.
Are you actually going to be able to hide out in the wilderness and just live your own life and not worry about anybody else?
Wow, I am so...
You see
Martin,
what I'm saying?
Is it just me? Am I the only one in the dark here on this? Because I'm sorry, Clayton, you're not making much sense, dude.
Yeah, you're all over the place.
You're shifting everywhere, and you said there's going to be 80 million people left in the world. How many people are going to be left in America? Are all the 80 million people going to be shipped to the same place to be slaves? You know, what's the plan here with these 80 million people?
Well, what's the plan with letting in all the illegal immigrants?
You told me, Clayton, you seem to know everything.
Well, I'll bet you the population in New Orleans, when it gets going again, is going to be pretty high with Mexicans.
And the relevance is what?
Well, the relevance is, you're getting a higher population here in the U.S. For what purpose? That hasn't been revealed yet.
Well, first of all, the people that are coming here... Most of them want to make a better life for themselves. They're escaping a really crappy country and coming to a place where there's some more freedoms
because all the crappy companies that left the U.S. have gone down there and they're paying them shit slave wages.
Whoa, you've got to be careful there, Clayton. You're on live radio. We can't let you get away with that one more time. For whatever the reason is, they're coming here in search of freedom, but you believe there's some sort of ulterior motive and they're being manipulated.
Freedom. Now, let's talk about freedom there for a minute. Now, let's not forget that both Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld were also involved with the Nixon administration.
I don't care about all that. I want to get one question answered. Where are the 80 million people going to be? Are they going to be spread across the world or all in one place?
Probably.
Probably
prison,
across the world?
Prison factories.
Across the world. Okay, prison factories making food and cars and stuff for the elite so they can drive around and what? Have meetings with one another? I mean, what are the elite going to do if there's no marketplace for them to buy products and services in?
Well,
it's total paranoia, Clayton. I'm sorry. Good luck with your book. 800-259-9231. Totally disconnected. Each of his statements were just... completely disconnected from one another.
Well, I'm sure he puts it together better in the book.
I'd like to take an actual serious examination of this when we get back. Us. Let's examine this.
This idea of the population.
I want to
control.
Examine it.
Okay, on the way. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on.
WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online as well at freetalklive.com, where we've got all kinds of interesting stuff, including the bulletin board system. Over 110,000 posts, 1,200 people plus interacting there, talking about all kinds of different topics.
Do you have conspiracy theories? Bring them to the BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com.
People have posted them there before. We just got off the phone with Clayton in Wisconsin. He was just scattered all over the place. We tried to keep it on track by asking.
Well, there's a lot
questions.
Of information in these conspiracy theories and all these little pieces to the puzzle.
It also doesn't help when you try to get out your conspiracy theory and you're talking roughly like this.
Well, okay. Okay, you've done a lot of research into this stuff, Johnson, and you kind of are a bit of an expert.
I do research in everything.
Right. You're kind of a bit of an expert when it comes to these ideas that these people have.
I guess.
What I want to know is, and we couldn't get a straight answer really out of Clayton.
I just like sci-fi, and a lot of these conspiracies are based in sci-fi, and it makes them fun.
So, from what I understood from what Clayton said, he believes that the world elite are trying to population control the entire planet down to 80 million people.
Okay, some
that's
of the
that's less than a third of the US population.
Some of the
US
conspiracy
population.
Theories, basically, what I've seen in the conspiracy theories is that in order for a world elite to maintain control, if there's an elite population,
mm-hmm.
right? First, they posit that there's an elite population, an intensely wealthy group of people,
the Bilderbergers,
something, whatever. They posit that these people have obviously control of the world, and they want to maintain their power and their control. In order to maintain their power and control, they want to use life extension technology to extend their lives.
I want that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if sure, I
were,
it makes sense.
If I were a global elite, I would like to live longer.
Me too.
They would, and in order to maintain, or if they're going to have longer lives, in order to maintain, in order to maintain their lives and not be killed and lose their power eventually, because I mean, obviously, if you're rich, you lose the risk of at some point, especially during an extended life, losing your power. And if you lose your power, then you might lose your access to life extension technology unless you die.
Makes sense. Sure.
So, in order to maintain their power, they'd like to call the world's population and maintain total control.
through total information
that
awareness.
That doesn't make any sense to me. Now, if you're, hold on just a second. I'd like, from that point of view, that particular reason for wanting to control the world doesn't make sense. So if because you could just, if you have a bunch of power and money now, you could save your money in some capacity that it can't be done away with. Like you can hide it in gold bars somewhere. And
well, if you've got enough money, you can invest it and live off the interest.
Right? Yeah, you're going to be able to think long term.
What if there's a war and then the bank gets taken over? I'm just thinking people have lost their money.
Diversified investments.
Yes, huge long term. You know, that's
absolutely. You've got to think huge long term here. But if you just invest your money, you'll be able to, you know, live your life. Now, I mean, I can see that somebody might want to take over the world, but for that particular reason, it doesn't really make any sense.
Also, here's what doesn't make sense to me. Clayton earlier said that these 80 million people are going to be shoved into work prisons where they're going to be presumably
being controlled.
Follow me on this here. They're going to be churning out products for, I suppose, for the globalists. But wait a minute. That doesn't make a bit of sense because products and services don't really turn out so well unless there's a marketplace and competition. You're going to have prisoners?
And prisons don't turn out real well without prison guards.
Well, they'll get paid by the global elite, obviously, but...
Do you really think that there's... I mean, how many people out there are really going to be willing to be the prison guards for just everybody? I mean, at that point, you have brainwashed people to believe not that people have done something bad, but in fact, man needs to be imprisoned.
But the most ludicrous portion is if everyone was in prison and there was just these global elite that was out of prison, then how are they going to be enjoying their lives? I mean, right now they've got mansions, they've got limos, they've got stuff.
I'm going to answer that. Here's where the conspiracy theory goes on. The way with which they're going to control people, and these all change. I mean, they change from moment to moment and person to person because a conspiracy theory is an entity of its own. So if there's a question, they're going to come up with an answer because the conspiracy theories aren't actually based in reality. They're based in science fiction.
Okay.
How are
the elites going to enjoy their lives?
The answer is, well, no, it's how are they going to control these people in order to get them to do these things? So the control is they're going to install tracking chips in people and they're going to track the entire population.
But what about the prisons? I was talking about the prison scenario.
Right, well, the prisons, they might not even have to have prison work camps because they'll just track everyone, and then they'll have, you know, robots
virtual
go out and, you know, or virtual prisons so that, you know, you if somebody gets out of line or isn't doing what they're supposed to be doing, you know, if they're out of their zone.
Are they going to be telling everybody what they're supposed to do with their lives, or are the 80 million people going to have an independent choice to choose a career?
Who knows? They're probably telling them what to do with their
because
lives.
Because now, already, the theory has shifted from everyone's going to be in a work prison.
Don't you understand? That's the way a conspiracy theory works.
I see.
Now, the other thing, beyond the tracking chips, the other thing that they'll do is if people are displeased, they have these other chips. And this is all stuff that's the problem with these conspiracy theories.
You can't seriously analyze this stuff.
Well, no, that a lot of this stuff is based in reality. That's the most disturbing part about it. Is that, for example, the tracking chips are definitely reality. You know, the other thing that they're that's being worked on right now is brain interface devices, and this is
like in the Matrix.
No, this is reality.
Right.
This is reality. They've already got. They're starting to be able to input data into neurons and into brain cells.
Right. They have the dog's brain controlling Quake 3, that sort of thing.
Rat brains. Yeah. Right now, actually controlling stealth fighters.
Quake 3?
Quake 3 is a game.
No, I saw an article about cells or whatever from a dog's brain controlling Quake 3.
Huh, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
What I've seen is rat cells
and
controlling
I saw the rat
fighter
cell
planes.
Too.
Now they're finding that, but they're also finding out, you know, devices where people can control computers with their minds, control bionic arms.
Okay,
and whatnot.
So there's definitely some science behind it. What happens, well, though, is they just apply a story to it. They come up with this scary story.
So the thought is that what they're going to be able to do is they're going to be able to make these chips that actually literally control people's thoughts or control their emotions so that they can enslave them.
Absolute insanity. We've got calls. We've got to go to them. So let's talk to Brett in Iowa. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's
how's
on your mind?
Well, first, I just wanted to say, Johnson, you do an awesome Alex Jones impression. I just wanted to get that out of the way. Conspiracy theory stuff, you know, the thing about the conspiracy theories is that they're interesting. I mean, I'll admit, I watch the videos because they're entertaining. But what are you going to do about it? Like, so this guy's done all this research, and he's going to write a book. What's he going to do about it? I mean, if you really believe in that, and, you know, 90% of that crap, and you seriously base your life around it, you're just going to drive yourself nuts. because
we've heard them. We've heard people like Paula who've been driving themselves nuts for decades apparently over this stuff.
I mean, it's just some of the stuff that it's just ridiculous.
It seems to me that they can get way too involved in the theories of it. Whoa, what's going on? The stories of what's going on versus doing something of, and the people that are interested in the stories are all over the place as to what they want to do about the phenomenon.
I want to spread some videos around.
And research without activism is fruitless and pointless.
Well, I mean, I don't mean that spreading videos around. I mean, what do you want to do as far as you know, our government system? I think it's clear to
spread
to
videos.
Most people.
That's their answer. That's their answer.
Just spread the information and hope something good comes
from
it.
When you ask them what they want to do about it, it's, I'll tell everybody I know, and that'll do it.
So they can sign up for an email list of like four people and get updates on that. And
heck, there's thousands of people that subscribe to this crap. I mean, they believe in hook, line, and sinker, and there's no doubt that they're right about some things. They're right that there is tyranny
in
America.
In order for this to be effective, I mean, in order for this to be effective, they have to base a lot of the conspiracy theories in truth. The biggest problem is that it's turning people away from focusing on the here and now, the real here and now. A lot of these conspiracy theories are based in, like I said, science fiction. They're based in things that, even if they were going to take place, aren't going to take place until the far future. So focus on what's going on now and deal with the problems that are happening right now.
Right.
The Free State Project is pretty much the, you know, my best answer to this. Don't be doing a bunch of research and spreading information, because that's not going to get you anywhere. That's all I wanted to say.
I agree with you. Thank you for the call, Brett. We appreciate it. And it reminds me of the call we had so long ago about the chemtrails. The government is spreading chemicals in the sky. Well, if we had a small government, then they wouldn't be able to afford. Even if that program was real, and it's not, if we had a small government, it wouldn't possibly be able to exist.
I've heard a new leg to the conspiracy theory that I have to share when we get back, because it's the most interesting one I've heard yet.
All right, we'll do that. Plus, we've got Robert hanging on. Also, Joel is on the line as well. Everything from conspiracies to immigration. This is your show. We'll try to sneak you in if you make the call. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long, for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, so if you want to get your call in, sneak it in now. 1-800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where everything is free, whether it be the archives, the live streaming, the bulletin board system. We give it away. Now, if you like that, well, then we ask that you become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the amplifier program. You'll find out that there's some perks involved. You get access to the amplifier-only call-in line, the forum, as well as classic archives. Plus, the point of AMP is to advertise, market, and promote the show, to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, to get Free Talk Live on more Internet connections.
It's working.
It really is. The details are all there for you. amp.freetalklive.com. And what do we ask? $3 a month. Simple. Cup of coffee. So, details, amp.freetalklive.com. We were talking about these crackpot conspiracy theories and how some of it is grounded in reality, in the fact that the government is getting bigger and more oppressive and more terrible than it ever has in the past, and there is some pretty interesting and somewhat scary technology out there.
And the scary technology and the sci-fi aspects of it are what makes me interested in these, because I'm a sci-fi fan.
It's the silly stories that, you know, the paranoid stories that make it a conspiracy theory. You said there's something new.
Here's the whopper of it all. Okay, so I talked about, before we went to break, I started talking about how there's all this stuff being developed with brain technology. You know, in other words, brain interface
brains
technology.
Controlling computers,
right,
and robots.
Just brain interface in general. Well, one of this concept that I was actually thinking about for a concept for a story or for a novel, I heard in a conspiracy theory recently, and it freaked me out, because I was like, wow, that's a conspiracy theory. Well, through this brain interface technology, one of the things I was thinking about is that mankind could eventually develop, through wireless technology and through brain interface, the ability to transmit thoughts from one another. In other words, technology could bring us telepathy.
Well, it's just electrical pulses. I don't see why we couldn't.
Right. Now, sure. It just seems to me, and I was thinking that would be such a weird way to communicate. Imagine if you communicate ideas directly brain to brain through a wireless connection.
Be interesting.
Well, I heard it in the conspiracy theory as though it's coming down the road and it's going to be forced by the government. That it would be forced by the government in order to help control people, because it would create a single consciousness.
Woo! To the phones we go. Let's talk to Robert in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing good, Robert. What's on your mind?
Interesting. You guys had yesterday a caller. I took that you were annoyed by her. It seemed she brought up the FTAA and the North American Union.
Oh, Paula. Yes, Paula.
Right. You didn't seem too happy that she called in.
I love hearing from Paula. She's very interesting.
Great. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, just staying on topic with conspiracy theories, it's better to have something that is coming from these people to be able to base, you know, to have something more concrete to base these you know, these theories or whatever. And I tend to look more into, like, what these individuals are saying and then apply it to what's going on, like, right now, and then to look a little in the future and to see what their agenda is and where this is all leading to. And to see these unions created and to see the emphasis of world government and how they want to centralize power, and then to see the whole role of the good cop, bad cop that the U.S. plays with the U.N. and how Russia plays it as well, it just seems like that's inevitable. That's what this pushes towards, is a world government, a centralization of power.
There's no doubt. Now, hold on a second. There's no doubt that there are some power mongers out there that would love to see things like this happen. There's no doubt. There's been quotes by all the power elitists, and they like the idea of a world government.
Sure, and many people just like the idea of consolidation. You know, well, there'll be more peace if there's a world government. You know, things like that. I mean, really, people are killing each other right now over boundaries, drawn imaginary lines in the sand. So if there was people imagine to themselves that if there was a one world government, fewer people would die due to boundaries.
So, yeah, we agree. There are people that would like to see a world government come about, but will it actually happen?
Well,
not if I have anything to say about it.
Exactly, and that's why I'm actually moving to New Hampshire and getting involved in the Free State Project, because, it has to happen on the state level. It has to happen on the local level in order to influence the feds. That's the only way to really get involved is on the state level. You have to have some kind of momentum and backing, and it's not going to come with a small little individual group that you start off, because, A, if you're identified as an enemy, the government's going to do whatever they can to kind of keep you from growing or getting any kind of momentum or traction. So to get involved with the idea that you guys do have going right now, it's a great idea to get involved locally and just to be a good example to other states that you don't have to live by these.
Absolutely. You know, not only will the Free State Project be an example to other states, it'll also be an example to everyone around the world to show that liberty is the answer. Liberty does provide the best lifestyle, the most wealth. It's the way to go, and we are going to show the world that. And
I really appreciate it. I really do.
It was
hard for a while.
I'm glad you feel that way, because the other people that subscribe to the conspiracy theories, they think that, oh, no, we can't all get together in the same place. Then they'll target us with a nuclear weapon and take us.
I don't fit into your conventional conspiracy theorist individual who does this for some kind of enjoyment or does this because it serves some purpose in my demented, sad life, which I've ruined somehow. Like, I have a very good life. I'm married. I have a child. This is being more done to protect them and to educate the friends and family around me, because it's almost impossible to wake people up unless they're actually to hopefully have, you know, them emulate your actions and have them, you know, by setting a good example.
It sounds like you've got a good head on your shoulders there, Robert. And any other thoughts for us?
Well, just, you know, look at the facts, guys. Like, you tend to discourage Paula, but she was talking about with the North American Union. And just look at, like, who's bringing this about. Look at the influences that David Rockefeller has. And then read David Rockefeller's memoirs and see exactly what he's talking about, how he wants to install an international world government. He even says, if that's the accusation, then I stand guilty as accused. So we need to really start putting a little bit more emphasis on what really is going on, instead of just explaining it as a bunch of boobs in the White House are just incompetent and they've screwed everything up. It's a little bit more deliberate than that.
Okay. There are a bunch of boobs in Washington, D.C., and they do screw things up, but there
those
are also...
Those are the puppets, though. Those are just the puppets. So
those
the people that are actually...
But the quotes that you're talking about do exist. There are these elite people that do want to have world government. However, I don't think that's persuasive to a lot of people in America. I think that when you're trying to persuade people over to the side of liberty, it's more important to point out the reality of how this government that we have right now is bad. It is out of control, and it's damaging your lifestyle. It's hurting your freedoms. We can
issue
point
by
to,
issue.
Right. We can point to real, concrete examples, not just quotes of power elite, and speculate about how they want to create a world government. Maybe they do. They
Absolutely.
Probably do. I just don't think it's going to persuade somebody who's trying to pay the bills and keep the power turned on. Robert, thank you for the call. We appreciate
thank
hearing
you.
From you. 800-259-9231. I think that's a gentleman with... a more of a reasonable attitude about this. But again, I don't think that promoting this whole idea of we need to save ourselves from world government. No, we need to save ourselves from this government. This is the government that is tyrannical. This is the government that is controlling people.
Here and now.
Yes, this is the government that's taxing us to death. We don't need, if the world government comes in, I mean, it could only get so much worse. I understand it can get worse.
Oh, sure.
And it is getting worse. But it's getting worse here, with our politicians, with the people that the American people have elected, regardless of what David Rockefeller says. And who is David Rockefeller anyway? He's a guy with a lot of money, right? He's connected to the Federal Reserve Bank. He's making oodles of money off of his elitist connections, that sort of thing.
The thought process of having a world government is not in and of itself nefarious. I mean, it's not a bad thing to say, I want a world government. Now, you know, to have
it's ignorance. You don't know any better. You don't know how dangerous and bad of an idea that is. It is a bad idea.
Not if you're with one of the politicians that will be in charge of that world government.
Fair enough.
So, and there's people out there that think that the idea of a world government's great, you know, unity and all that good nonsense. So.
Well, I don't know. Johnson, we've got moments here in the show.
Yeah, I don't even know how much time do we have left.
We've got a very interesting Gallup poll.
We may have to roll this off until, you know, another time.
We may have to, but just to give it to you in a nutshell, it essentially found that people in America...
Belief in God was correlated with socioeconomic status. And this is something I've always said, but unfortunately...
The richer you are, the more educated you are, the less likely you are to believe in God in America.
A God entirely?
God.
God.
That's right.
In general.
This isn't who goes to church. This isn't who's actively religious.
What they asked was, are you convinced God exists? Well, probably exists. I have a little doubt. Probably exists. Have a lot of doubt. Probably does not exist, but not sure. Or convinced God does not exist, or no opinion.
Okay, so I have an opinion on that. People that get rich have a tendency to be real self-movers. They're real self-reliant. And an atheist would be very self-reliant, too, by his
Yeah,
by
we're not talking
nature.
About cause and effect. I mean, we don't know.
I'm not talking about cause and effect. I'm talking about the kind of person who would believe in God.
Right.
So you would
That would be cause and effect. In other words, do you become an atheist by getting rich and educated, or because you're an atheist, you're more driven to become rich and educated?
No, because you're a self-reliant individual, you will be an atheist and rich and educated.
Right.
So it has to do with self-reliance being, you know, a personal attribute. Now, I personally do believe in God and consider myself still to be very self-reliant.
Time's up, boys. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition of the show. In the meantime, online at freetalklive.com. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.